Logic gates to pinball, the joy of building things that don't need to scale. A cluster of Thursday stories shares no headline theme, but a common sensibility. People building things for the pleasure of building, and the Hacker News community voting accordingly. GPO0 Flow, written by Ben Nuttall, one of the original GPO0 library developers, adds a visual data flow programming interface to the Python library used to connect sensors and motors to Raspberry Pi hardware. Users draw diagrams where components are nodes and data flows along edges. Flow compiles those diagrams into optimized static Python rather than interpreting them at runtime, which matters on resource-constrained hardware like a Pi Zero. The pedagogical appeal is real. Visual data flow lowers the conceptual barrier for beginners who understand cause and effect better than imperative code. A ShowHN project called Chip Builder drew favorable comparisons to NAND to Tetris, the long-beloved computer architecture course. The premise is graphical and progressive. Start with basic logic gates, build half adders, then full adders, then registers, then a functioning CPU with visual feedback showing signals propagating through each circuit. Where NAND to Tetris has users write hardware description language by hand, Chip Builder is immediate, a distinction that matters for the insight it's trying to deliver, namely that a CPU is logic gates arranged in particular patterns all the way down. The Arcade Project documents a home-built arcade cabinet with a CI/CD pipeline. New game ROMs deploy by pushing to a Git repository with testing pipelines, rollback capability, and deployment logs. The cabinet drives a CRT display, which the creator notes is functionally necessary rather than merely nostalgic. Many classic 1980s arcade games were designed with CRT scanline behavior baked into their visual appearance and look subtly wrong on flat panels. The 3D pinball for Windows, playable in a browser through the 98.js Windows 98 emulation project, carries its own cultural weight. Space Cadet shipped with Windows XP and was quietly removed in Vista, making it the background noise of an entire generation's early computing. The Azulejo Wikipedia article earned 144 upvotes and 45 comments, a remarkable score for an encyclopedia link. The article covers the tradition of decorative glazed tile work that originated in the Islamic world and became central to Portuguese, Spanish, and Latin American visual culture, tracing it from 15th century Moorish influence through regional variations from Lisbon to Bahia to Seville and into the chemistry of tin-glazed earthenware. A subthread examined whether the tradition is being displaced by cheaper digitally printed tiles that approximate the look without the craft. A question that the same community dissecting cloud architecture vulnerabilities apparently found worth 45 comments. Ron Gilbert announced on his Grumpy Gamer blog that production has officially started on Thimbleweed Park 2. Gilbert was the lead designer on Maniac Mansion and The Secret of Monkey Island. Thimbleweed Park, released in 2014 following a Kickstarter campaign, was a deliberate return to the point-and-click adventure format those games helped define. The HN thread combined nostalgia with a pragmatic question: whether the mechanics that felt fresh in 1990 can feel fresh 36 years later, or whether a sequel must find a way to honor the tradition while genuinely evolving it. Gilbert's announcement post is, by accounts in the thread, characteristically self-aware about that tension.